Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Wow. We have got a jam-packed and extremely important transmission lined up for you today. It is Monday, the 23rd day of January, 2012, and we're going to be here, Lord willing, for the next 3 hours. And wow, Iran has now vowed to shut down Strait of Hormuz as EU prepares oil embargo and the EU banker dictatorship. That's what it is. Not really the countries of Europe. They all hate their bureaucratic dictators and can't get out of it. And we have a member of the EU Parliament from England joining us today to break that down. The EU has agreed on Iranian oil embargo, their main source of money for the country, which is an act of war. Iran says they're going to go ahead and block the Strait of Hormuz. And that means WAR capital with about 10 exclamation points out behind it. WAR. War. What is it good for? Well, a lot for the New World Order. For the general public, absolutely nothing. But the bankers will just finance all sides of it like they always do and use it as an excuse to crack down everybody's liberty. Now, the TSA lies even when the truth would suit them better. You remember, they said they weren't groping under 12-year-olds in the last 3 years, no matter how many videos come out. And they always say, well, now we're going to stop. Or there were the old women that they were strip searching, and they said, we're not strip searching them. And then the videos were released via subpoena, and they are strip searching them. And they said, well, we just don't call it strip searching, but we apologize. In fact, guys, that came out last week. Will you print me the article during the break of TSA apologizes for strip searching, old lady? Because remember, if she was a liar, they said. It's all semantical with them. Or, hey, John Hopkins says there's no radiation from these scanners. And the head of John Hopkins' radiology department goes, the study actually shows massive increase in cancer. This is, of course, this is cancer causing. Our report says it causes cancer. Now, why do I mention all of that? Well, it's an out-of-control, unconstitutional federal power grab now on the highways of America, and they like to go in the pants. They at least like to squeeze on the outside, your wife's breast, your genitals. Here's last year, or now over a year ago, November 2010. It was a big story carried by the Drudge Report. Ron Paul crotch groped by TSA calls for boycott of airlines. You remember that? Well, what's the big news today? Breaking, Rand Paul held by TSA at Nashville Airport. And that's what his father and also aged Rand Paul both tweeted, that they talked to Rand and that he was held there and then thrown out of the airport. But now the TSA has said, well, we did throw him out, but we didn't detain him, even though they did hold him. Just like they didn't go in the pants of Miss USA. Just like they don't grope children or 12, even though they still do it. Just like they didn't turn the scanners off during that opt-out day, but it turns out they did. Just like they lied and said radiation wasn't coming out of the machines and cited a report saying the radiation was causing cancer and lied and said the report showed the opposite. A culture of pure deception. Well, of course, we're the enemy, and we are to be diseased by the TSA perverts with their little gloves they don't change during hundreds of searches a day on record. We're to take our shoes off and walk through the athlete's foot and flesh-eating bacteria. But here it is, breaking. Rand Paul held by TSA at Nashville Airport, Infowars.com. And we also have an article out via Steve Watson. Rand Paul detained by TSA over pat-down standoff. All that at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. We'll break it all down. But frankly, I think the Iran news is a little bit bigger than that. We'll be right back.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
How do you know when the unconstitutional, out of their jurisdiction, unsworn and unbonded federal agents, how do you know when they're lying, when their lips are moving? The TSA in Tennessee has held U.S. Senator Rand Paul, and they put him through a scanner and then said they wanted to have a secondary search, which I've been at the airport. They do it with a lot of people that go through the naked body scanners. And he said, no, you're not going to grope me. I just want to be wanded. It's normal to not want to be touched. I mean, in the old days, people being inducted into prison, if that was the upsetting thing, was being groped, having someone touch your genitals. But now it's a sacrament of land of the coward, home of the slave. And now, in the same state, funny, epicenter's Tennessee, but also in Illinois and Texas, it's going on in Dallas, and also all over Florida, you pull up to a checkpoint, and there's state police, U.S. Army, sometimes more than 15 agencies, run by TSA. They're the little bosses. And the families are jerked out of the cars, and the groping begins. It's on the news. You can pull up just TSA Checkpoint Florida, and you'll actually see small children with pot-bellied men rubbing all over their bodies. I mean, imagine you pull up to a hardcore Nazi criminal checkpoint that has nothing to do with keeping you safe. It's all about breaking your will. And they're going to touch your wife. They're going to touch your children. And you know what? People are just going to start standing up to it. And that's what they want. They want to get a fight going with the American people, so that all the criminals and scum that run the federal government can get a real war going and have the local cops march out to do their dirty work, the equivalent of jumping in front of an 18-wheeler that's going 100 miles an hour. I mean, I saw the Associated Press, Reuters, all of it Friday. I covered it yesterday on the nightly news on the Sunday radio show. Oh, the top federal prosecutors that plead the fifth on Fast and Furious, they're all caught lying, shipping the guns into Mexico, shipping the drugs back in. It's all in all the federal documents. They've declared national security. It's a drug-dealing group of criminals. Criminals. Ruthless tyrants. And they're staging the terror attacks, and they're listing the American people as the terrorists, and they're saying they'll secretly arrest us and have us disappear into black holes, and it's totally illegitimate and evil. And now a U.S. senator who's all over national television, and they know who he is, we're going to grab your private parts, pal. Now, the pilots, they said, a year and a half ago, they said, you know what, we're just going to boycott and stop flying. And again, it was in the news. A lot of these guys were veterans, Air Force veterans, you name it. Tough guys. Some of them were Vietnam veterans. They would get physically ill, or they would get angry, or they would actually go in the bathroom and vomit and be so upset that they could not fly. And so they said, okay, we'll have a separate screening for the pilots and the people, because if you're going to be trusted to fly the plane, obviously we don't need to grab your crotch. Now, why would full-grown men vomit? Well, let me tell you something. I, in flying out of Las Vegas last year, you know, 3 or 4 months ago, after being out there to do interviews with Jesse Ventura, because we were inspecting a private rocket base and some other stuff that's out there, a private space program. That's why we're in Vegas. That's one of the reasons we were out there. And flying back out, I refused the body scanner, but it was about 9 a.m. I was really tired. I hadn't had any sleep. And I said, I'll just see what this is like. But I told the guy, I said, don't touch my genitals or I will sue you. He goes, I know who you are, Alex Jones. I listen to your show. And while the guy was doing it, he was enjoying the domination. It was ridiculous. I was wearing a tight T-shirt and tight jeans, and you could see every part of my body, and he was rubbing on my chest and going, just going to check here. I'm going to check down here. I'm going to go right into your waistband. And if I hadn't been out till 3 a.m. with Sean Stone, Oliver Stone's son, and Ventura's son, Tyrell, and didn't have one hell of a headache, I rationalized it as, well, I'll just kind of go through this prisoner of war, prisoner induction thing, and I'll just sue him if he, goes down there to the family jewels. But but the point is, this is all about total domination. Okay, yeah, we're in touch. We've just gotten information from Rand Paul's office. This is breaking. I know Kurt's been working from home lately until about noon. Will you get Kurt in here right now? Obviously, won't give the source in Paul's office, but this is breaking, and the Drudge Report's obviously going to want this. So, I just got it right as you told me in my ear. I got it right here. No, I got it. Just give this to Kurt with an update. That this is from a Rand Paul office source. We'll just leave it at that. Rand Paul's sources tell us there was an anomaly or a blip in the scanner reading, which I see with most people. Again, it's all about more and more groping. And Rand was called aside for a second screening. He offered to rescan, but was only given the option of a pat down. He refused the pat down and was taken aside and detained. This is directly from somebody in his office. I'm not going to give the source. He has recently been released and is currently on a plane to D.C. We are in contact with his staff and should be speaking to him soon. I don't know if that's going to be on air, but this is just what we wrote from a senior staffer, what was written on the phone conversation. And I will talk to that staffer during the break here when we go to the break in a moment. The point is, this is all about completely breaking your will. And it's about the 2+ million people on a no-fly list. No criminal record, no judge, no jury. You can't find out why you're on a list. It's just you don't fly. Now you don't drive. The TSA has said on C-SPAN, going back almost 10 years ago, that they would have highway checkpoints, that you'd have to get their approval to have a job. You'll have a federal card. Now they've had the unions opt into that and make union members do it. All over the U.S. major unions, you have to get TSA approval for a job. The TSA is going to be the new total federal bureaucrat class that commands your local police against you and who will do anything they're told and see you as an absolute enemy. And they're going to stick their hands down your five-year-old's pants in front of you and smile. They're going to grab your wife's breast and smile. They're going to take your baby's diaper off. They're going to let you know you're absolute scum. It's not enough to have property taxes and income taxes and the IRS with its own fake court stealing people's property, and the rich are exempt and, are offshore, but only the elite are allowed to be offshore and pay almost zero tax. You are going to be absolutely dominated with forced inoculations. The government, American Medical Association, called for it last week. California shooting kids up without parental consent. It's happening. And they will start arresting people and saying, well, nobody really knows where Bill went. He was permanently detained, but we're sure he deserved it. And that's meant to be a big chilling effect with just rabid, just crazy-eyed goons running around everywhere on power trips. Hell is going to be released on this nation as we go into total depression and just every form of depravity you can imagine, and body scanners, face scanners everywhere, mobile trucks, total control. Cancer rates, diabetes exploding, neurological disorders. People are going to be dying all around you. And the government's just going to act like everything's fine as they soft kill the population. It's totally sick. This is the New World Order. Ron Paul, crotch groped by TSA, calls for boycott of airlines. Remember that happened a few years ago. That's a flashback. Here's the Daily Mail. It was also in the New York Daily News. In fact, we'll put that one on screen. Put in TSA apologizes to grandmother's New York Daily News, because that's even in New York. But here it is, Daily Mail. TSA apologizes for strip searching two grandmothers at JFK. See, they went ahead and started lawsuits and FOIA request and were subpoenaing stuff. So they said, you know what? We did take 85 and 89-year-old women, Ruth Sherman and Lenora Zimmerman, into back rooms. We did take your clothes off, but we don't call it a strip search. Remember, they said John Hopkins says there's no radiation from these. The actual John Hopkins report said it is radiation and does cause cancer. This is how they operate. This is what they do. This is how they deceive. Remember 3 years ago, 2 years ago, a year ago? Remember that every time they get caught and there's video of them groping a two-year-old kid or whatever, or taking their pants off or taking a three-year-old shirt off, and everybody's like, why, why? And there's some weird perv rubbing all over their skin. They take the little kid's shirt and pants off in front of everybody and are rubbing all over them. People are like, why? It's so obviously ridiculous. It's so obviously perverted. It's so obviously pedophile training. It's so obviously training kids that perverts can do this to them. The TSA comes out and says, we don't strip search people under 12. We never have. And then later they go, oh, you're right. We are. We're going to stop now. Oh, you're right. We're going to stop now. It's all lying to you because they see you as their enemy. It's an occupying force. To drive a car, to have a job, to live your life, you'll have to have their approval. They're over the threat fusion centers. They're over your police. They're over everything. And already, at a bus station, train stations, and now on the highways, you pull up or you walk in, and here they are with their hands. I mean, I've got it in Florida, man, pulling people's clothes off in lines. It's like going into gas chamber showers or something. I mean, it's just total evil. This is what the terrorists have done to us, the people that staged 9/11, so they could turn you into a prisoner. Again, it's not like any of this is my opinion. There are federal forces publicly, illegally federalizing all our local police. They have got them hyped up and trained that we are the enemy. And all over the nation, starting with the airports and fanning out, they are out there basically sexually assaulting the American people. And it doesn't matter how many state reps get groped with their children and introduce legislation in Texas. It doesn't matter how many Congress people get groped and harassed. It doesn't matter. It's about the banking class that has hijacked this nation and controls the security forces, having total control over society. Remember a couple years ago there was a backfire in the parking garage of the Capitol building in D.C.? And they ordered all the House and Senate members to leave, and some of the senators weren't walking fast enough and were actually thrown down on the ground and grabbed on by the security forces in their black uniforms with MP5 submachine guns. Always that's the threat in society. In Rome 2,000 years ago, in Venezuela today, in Nigeria, Africa, in the United States. There it is, right there. And the type of people they're hiring for those positions now. Just a bunch of wanton thugs who sit around fantasizing, watching all these cop shows where they torture and kill people and are always right. The government is paid off with $500 billion of drug money. A tiny amount of that is used to buy them. The majority is laundered through large globalist banks. And it's all public, and no one gets in trouble. And you tell cops that the government deals the drugs. They go, well, everybody knows that, but still, I'm just doing my job. Doing your job, keeping the prices up of the drugs, training everybody to be a good slave. Your phony drug war, keep prices up. Your phony drug war to pack the 4+ million people in private prisons working for 25 cents an hour, driving down everybody else's wages. If I see one more good old boy on unemployment, going, I think it's good they're putting prisoners in jail for nonviolent drug offenses, and they ought to make them work. They got hot tubs and cable TV. No, they don't. Last time I checked, prisons in Texas are phasing out air conditioning. Oh, that's a really good idea in the summer when it's 115 degrees inside without air conditioning. You like 4 million people in prison at any one time working to drive down your wages and take your job? Are you stupid? And see, my problem is I get in here and I read this news and I look at it and I get so angry because I know it's just going to get worse and worse. You know, folks, I told you more than 13 years ago that the big mega banks, and I listed the six mega banks, would implode the world economy within the next 15 years through derivatives and would announce a bank of the world as the solution that we would pay carbon taxes to. Exactly that's now happened. I told you they'd start making announcements about government developing weaponized airborne flus, mousepox, Ebola, just so they can plausibly deny involvement when it gets released and claim it was an accident. They're now making the announcements about all these airborne weapons they're so concerned about, which means they're edging towards using them. I told you they'd pass laws to secretly arrest citizens and disappear us ahead of staging massive domestic terror attacks. You know, I told you 9/11 was going to happen and they were going to blow up the World Trade Center, trade centers, and blame it on their asset bin Laden. And then on September 11th, I said that undoubtedly in the next month, you're going to see a bio attack in the U.S., but a small one just to prep that fear for the future. Now, how did I know that? A lot of data goes into it. I'll just leave it at that. There's a lot of famous criminology cases where a detective's been tracking a serial killer for a decade, eating, sleeping, drinking it, and they end up staking out certain spots on maps they've created, and dead reckoning actually end up being there when the serial killer dumps another body. I don't know how to. It's all the data. It's all the research. But I know what they're going to do, and I guess in a sick way, that's kind of the good part about it. Because if we don't turn this around, all of you that have served the system are going to be killed by it. And no, I'm not talking about World War III that could kick off with Iran. I'll have the latest on that when we get back. But Rand Paul, you know, he doesn't want somebody grabbing his genitals, so he's evil. I mean, I guess the new American flag should be a man having his genitals grabbed. I'm sorry, but that's what America is now. Land of the perverts. You know, yesterday I talked about a little Google search I did. And that concerned Defense Department, live experiment, Disney. And if you search those terms, you will find that Disney World with the Department of Defense since 1996, and they're proud of this. They have press releases on it. Their parks and facilities in Disney USA are lifetime laboratories tracking human behavior and are the model of the future smart cities where everywhere you go, you'll be face scanned and thumbprinted to buy and sell. That model of having a park that's like a prison. You go through security to get in, you go through security to get out, is the model in Fallujah and Iraq and Afghanistan, and is now the model in the United States. But see, you pay to get in. It's so special to get queued up in the big herd lines. And so that's why Disney World is the beta testing ground for the latest on FEMA camp behavioral psychology and mass controlling of populations, and people pay to go be part of it. I told the story on the radio last night. I was over at my parents yesterday afternoon, and I was talking about Disney World. And I said, well, you know, the whole thing's a laboratory. I said, the shopping malls are now. Mall of America's hooked in with Department of Defense. That's now been confirmed. We had sources months ago telling us about it. And I said, all of these wars, everything is a laboratory. They call it a laboratory. They call Iraq and Afghanistan laboratories. They call the United States a laboratory. Everything is a laboratory by the scientific, technocratic elite to slowly test, engage, and develop systems. That's why they call it the scientific dictatorship. And I just said, watch this. I said, I'm going to use my little New World Order data tracker phone. And I'm going to type into the NSA search engine that's actually there to track what I'm thinking about, what I'm looking into. So you think it's just one way. You're just getting info from Google and it's showing you some advertising. No, that's only one small part of it. But I said, watch this. I'm going to type in Disney World Department of Defense, Disney World Laboratory. And it was just white papers, documents, press releases, hundreds of them. And I'd never even seen that information. I just knew it would be. Because it's all Department of Defense. Eisenhower said we have a technological ruling elite that's taken over, and they control the military-industrial complex. Now, the media will never play, I've played it, the full speech where he says a technocratic elite is now in control of 90% of all research at universities. We are in a scientific dictatorship. He basically goes on to warn everybody. And somebody drops a book or something. You hear a slam in the background. He acts totally scared, like he thinks somebody's about to kill him. And he definitely went off script for that. That was admitted. They had cue cards for him, and he went off script in his farewell address because he had somewhat of a conscience. We now know the Joint Chiefs of Staff had just approached him to stage terror attacks in the U.S., start war with the Soviets. He said no. That they'd recently come to him with a eugenics plan, about the sodium fluoride in the water and to reduce population. He discovered the cancer viruses in the vaccines. Kennedy, of course, was later briefed on all this and kind of flipped out. Because back then, you know, they were from an older world. They'd actually been in combat in World War I and World War II. Kennedy, World War II, Eisenhower, tank commander, highly decorated World War I, I guess in the same unit as MacArthur, but side issue. All of that happening, and they're going, it's a scientific dictatorship, we're going to jack the food and the water and dumb them down, and this is horrible. But see, that's what runs America now. And it's like walking around with people in a trance, and they physically are close to being in a trance, and to see people going about their business like everything's normal, and they have no idea that an artificial environment is being constructed and is being set up in our society. Now, let me get into the news. Since we have started with the whole TSA thing, let me finish up with it. Here's New York Daily News, Daily Mail, you name it. Sorry about that. TSA apologizes for strip searching two grandmothers at JFK. Guys, type in for everybody watching or listening. TSA denies strip search of grandma. TSA denies strip search of grandma, and then we'll show them the next article months later. Oh, actually, we do strip search you routinely. I mean, they take your clothes off. See, it all starts with answer some questions. Take your jacket off, then your shoes, then your belt. Now I'm going to touch the outside. Now I'm going to go in your pants. Now I'm going to take you behind closed doors. And I told you years ago, now, there's the headline, New York Daily News, TSA strip, deny, Riles granny. The feds on Saturday flatly denied that an 85-year-old Long Island woman was strip searched at Kennedy Airport, sparking a fresh round of outrage from the already steaming mad granny, Lenore Zimmerman. But then a whole bunch of other women came out, hundreds of them. Dozens and dozens in the news, but hundreds total complained to Congress. And they went, oh, you know what? We are actually strip searching you, but it's for your safety. Again, here they are denying it last week. They were denying it a month before that. But now this week, TSA apologizes for strip searching two grandmothers at JFK. Wheelchair-bound Ruth Sherman, 89, was forced to show colostomy bag. And they actually ask you what they are, and a lot of times just pull them out of you. Like, what is that? That's a colostomy bag. Well, what's a colostomy bag? Well, my intestines are diverted into that, and so that's where I defecate. What's defecation? Literally, that came out in the news. And, of course, urology bags, colostomy bags, they just rip them off and then reportedly laugh at you. And, of course, they had to settle a lawsuit in Texas. What was it, Midland, where the woman was reportedly very attractive, and they made her pull her shirt off, and then three men got around her and asked her for dates while giggling profusely. And, of course, this is what America is. This is, and Americans will turn their daughters, their sons, their wives over to this because the average American likes it. They like it, and don't worry, you're going to get a lot more. Can you imagine once they fully bring this in and your son comes home and is a member of Homeland Security in his black uniform, he's 25, and starts interrogating his parents, because this happens in every authoritarian country, and making sure that they're loyal. And then if the parents argue with them about any issue, politics, life, the 25-year-old son looks at him and says, I wonder if you're loyal, and then gets off on the fear of their parents. Every nobody, control freak, bully, scumbag, piece of larcenous, verminous, viperous trash who couldn't get a job at McDonald's will be lording over you, strutting around on power trips. They already are. Bugging their eyes out at you. Strutting around. Just a nation of pathetic, disenfranchised slaves with no future. That's what this country is. And it's all because good people decided, oh, America isn't about freedom. America isn't about liberty. The United States isn't about the people being the boss. No, it's about the government being the boss and tipping your hat, saluting anybody in a black uniform, and all of the curses that comes with it. And you see, when you live in so much denial that you think 51 million or more dead babies since Roe v. Wade, y'all, those aren't humans. Shut up, Alex. Grow a womb before you even have a comment on that. You know what? See, in a society where people can make excuses for something like that, well, there's going to be excuses for radiation. They're saying DU is good for the troops. They didn't previously, but why not say it's good now? Radiation level goes up from that giant Chernobyl event in Fukushima, Japan. Ah, just raise the level of radiation. Say it's safe. Ah, cancer rates are between 2,000 and 3,000 percentage points higher than 50 years ago in the United States, depending on the type of cancer. We lead the world in cancer, obesity, diabetes, neurological disorders. The wages of the New World Order and NAFTA and GATT and all of it is death. And see, we haven't even begun the descent. You ever seen a theme park or a science lab version of a black hole? It's that big plastic black funnel or white funnel, and you put a quarter or a penny in it, and it starts rolling slowly around the outside and then starts going towards the drain and then goes super fast as it's going down the middle. We've only gone about an inch from the rim. We're not even that far down yet. But as we go around, it goes faster and faster and faster and faster. And 20, 30, 40, 50 million dead, black uniforms, war, buildings, whole cities on fire, mass death, bioweapons. Because that's what psycho demons release. That's what they create. That's their environment. That's what they like. That's what they've done. Hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of millions of people murdered by government in the last century alone. Giant bioweapon labs all across the world publicly producing airborne weaponized garbage that kills 90 plus percent of those that come in contact with it, stored in level 2 facilities everywhere, just waiting for it to be released. Zoological weapons, GMO, hundreds of species spliced together, injected into human embryos, monkey embryos, GMO dolphins released, every form of hellish bondage you can imagine, just systematic, preparing to be released. All of this is just getting in line. You know, they're trying to train the military and police to kill U.S. citizens and arrest us, and they always say, that's treasonous. I want to see the law. I've talked to the troops on air. I've been to the urban drills. I've videotaped them training for this. And most of them, on average about 80%, it's right about 79% technically, say they won't do it. So now they're coming to them and going, here's NDAA. Here's the law. Train for it. Every ROTC in the last 20 years I've studied, training to kill U.S. gun owners. They call them militias. Every urban warfare drill in major cities with the Boy Scouts training to rat out their mommy and daddy, and now it's in the New York Times. Every drill training to execute U.S. citizens, every drill preparing for treason and corruption and out of control, total evil, 100%. And now Jack Bauer torturing people's kids, simulated on TV to get the answers on the terrorist. By the way, in that Ron Paul article, do we have the video posted in that? Because it's just a dead screen in here. That's what I was asking earlier. It's this flashback, Ron Paul groped by TSA. That video is posted in that? Okay, great. Flashback, Ron Paul groped by TSA. This is about pulling up and being lined up, you and your family, and men putting their hands on your kids and your wife, and you not doing anything about it, so they can forcibly inoculate you. How do I know that? Because it's all in the Model States Health Emergency Powers Act, and it's in all the clergy response documents I got 3 years before it was leaked to the mainstream media. They've trained over 100,000 clergy, last documents we got, to go to FEMA camps, to take injections, and to let the state take your children. Your preacher in your town, in almost every case, is a FEMA minion getting a side paycheck from Homeland Security and is a traitorous, creepy, criminal devil up there looking at you as enemies, and he gets off on going and talking to the military and Homeland Security and FEMA about their flock and writing reports on people that come to get counseling from them. At big churches, most of the counselors are Homeland Security spies. Everywhere, just scum and filth and trash and traitors and InfraGuard. I mean, it's just unbelievable what we've turned into. A massive army of evil with chicken neck do-gooders serving them in giant armies of hell and devilish worship, absolutely hell-bent on delivering this country and the rest of the world into hell on earth. Man, I'm angry. Yeah! I told you again, you ever seen the thing where you throw the quarter into the black hole simulator and it starts real slow around the edge? And then as it goes around, faster and faster and faster and shoo! We're about an inch down from the rim and the quarter's starting to go quicker. And when it goes down, hell is released. Boom. Boom. Giant black op armies just lined up on battlefield lines who've been beta testing, tracking, studying humanity, shipping the drugs in, shipping the little kids out publicly, just setting it up, setting it up, setting it up, testing the military, testing the police, finding the operatives that'll follow the orders, lining up hell's army, lining it up, throngs of them, lining them up on the 50-yard line right against us, looking right into our eyes. And I'm running around saying, ladies and gentlemen, red alert, get ready, get warn everybody you can, it's hard. Hardcore, it's life and death. And then I've got to have all these idiots send me emails and see news articles, not just in mainstream news, but alternative, going, Jones goes a little too far. You think all these histrionics goes anywhere towards the reality that in congressional hearings, you can type it into YouTube, Rumsfeld grilled on child kidnapping, and they say, well, what about all these kids being grabbed by DynCorp and disappearing in sex slavery? And he says, well, Dr. Chu, what happened with that? Dr. Chu goes, well, that's just, they're allowed to under contract. They were put in the penalty box, for 1 year on those contracts, but no one will get in trouble. And then the Congress people are like, so no one gets in trouble. And Rumsfeld said, no. Just like the federal prosecutor, one of the top federal prosecutors is going to declare the fifth in Fast and Furious, nothing's going to happen to them. They're going to ship guns into Mexico and ship cocaine and heroin in. And they're going to have drug dealers pushing on your kids. And then your kids are going to get busted by the cops and go work in a private prison, where they're going to be raped and contract hepatitis and HIV and tuberculosis. And then they're going to go work at the restaurant where you eat and cough it on your food and you're going to die from it. The tuberculosis. Hope you enjoy it. Just an example. Just factories of disease, factories of pain, factories of birth defects, factories of cancer, factories of curses and devilishness and implosion and obesity and demonic entities and just hell's gates open, just valleys of pus and evil pouring out the curses of the New World Order, the curses of abortion, the curses of serving evil, the curses of all the globalism, all their dark masters, all their dark generals, all their dark magicians, bringing forth hell, bringing forth judgment, bringing forth annihilation. Giant robot armies, giant drone armies, tens of thousands of drones, weaponized, face scanning, coming into U.S. cities, scanning you, murdering you and your family. GPS coordinates for your front door to fire hellfire missiles right up you. Giant brainwashed troop bases with inoculated guinea pigs snorting depleted uranium until hell opens. More murder, more death, more sickness, more filth, always pressing on the filthy, degenerate nerve of power. You see, I can see the evil. I've studied history. And I'm doing everything I can to get us as a society to wake up and repent. And if you're not a Christian, I'm talking about by repenting, admitting how lazy we've all been and how we've let ourselves put up with corruption and put up with tyranny. And my main job here is, as this tyranny comes in, and it's coming in, that enough people have been warned about who did it, who was behind it, why they did it, that then people will finally listen. We can do something about this. And I know I get dark, but reality's dark, folks. 51 million aborted babies is big. The globalist spreading disease worldwide on record. And the fact that it's fact and nobody gets in trouble for it. The fact that the ATF doesn't get in trouble for narcotics trafficking along with the FBI and six other federal agencies. It's all on record. We broke the stinking news. We just didn't call it Fast and Furious. We didn't know the name of the program 6 years ago. It makes me sick. It's this isn't about my big radio show and, oh my gosh, 15 million listeners and all this and, boy, you know, the ego and everything. I'm somebody who is thinking about this all the time when I'm dreaming, when I'm jogging, when I'm eating dinner, when I'm rocking one of my children to sleep. And I just look in their eyes and their innocence, and there's so much good in the world. There's so much innocence in the world. There's so many good things that we've got to protect, and I'm angry. I'm angry at men out there who are too weak-minded to face the facts because I know I'm right. How much more has got to come true? How much further down this road do we got to get before you wake up? I got the Iran news here. We got a member of the European Union Parliament joining us coming up. I want to play a clip, though, of Rand Paul talking to Pistole, the head of the TSA, about children being groped. And I've seen clips from Pistole. I haven't watched this whole clip yet. They were just shown to me during the break, where Pistole denies they even do it, even though there's thousands of videos of it. I mean, again, they're just scum. They're enemies. They hate you. They hate America. Globalists do hate America. That's why they're totally destroying it and turning it into a joke of absurdist police state. Here's Rand Paul.
Girl from Bowling Green that was on Good Morning America that many people saw, and she was on there with a TSA agent doing an invasive search inside of her clothing, inside of her pants. We had an 8-month-old who's having their diaper inspected. Then we had a 95-year-old who had their diaper taken off and inspected and stayed, I presume, for hours waiting to get.
It's all about humiliation.
When the TSA head Pistole was here, he said, well, we need to do these invasive searches. And he said, well, you may slow down or we may not do them as much. But then he sent me a letter and said, absolutely, that we have to because an 8-year-old in Kandahar exploded a bomb. To me, I think that shows a bit of naivete to think that somehow there's a similarity between an 8-year-old in Kandahar and an 8-year-old in Bowling Green, Kentucky. I mean, the only similarity is their age. And I wouldn't consider
that's enough
to be.
No, they're not naive. We're the terrorist. Al-Qaeda, who's gotten on the airplanes and given control of Libya and Syria, they work for the New World Order. And I know Rand knows that. But this whole homeland security thing that good old boys think is for the Muslims and all the rest of it that you hate so much, no, it's for you. And it's always been for you. And you wait till they try to start this war with Iran. Iran says if they cut off their oil supply, their oil sales, they're going to block the Strait of Hormuz. Well, Europe's voted to do it. That is the bankers that have hijacked Europe. And so the next few weeks are going to be interesting. There's a very good chance a major war is going to break out, which is exactly what the bankers want. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, I blew a gasket in the last hour. Because I just think about the TSA groping all those children, the forced inoculation starting up around the country. I see the noose tightening around our republic's throat. I see the globalists gearing up for new giant wars. And then what really got me mad before I even went on air today was I kept reading all these articles where these billionaires and 100 millionaire people on average pay about 3% tax. And that's if they try to bring money back in the U.S., Okay, here's a London Independent article. You know about Google paying 2.4 tax, General Electric zero. Super rich Romney admits paying only 15% in taxes. Folks, somebody making $30,000 a year pays more than that, one way or the other, the feds. I mean, I pay 35%. And by the way, I pay a lot more than that because they've gotten rid of all the exemptions. And then people say, well, stop paying them. Yeah, we didn't have the income tax till 1913. Yeah, it wasn't adopted generally until 1951. I know all that. I know you write the checks to the Federal Reserve. I know it's a scam. I understand that. But I have to choose my battles. But the point is they've gotten rid of all the exemptions. What, 5-6 years ago, they changed the law where CPAs are basically agents of the IRS. So you get audited constantly if you don't use a big establishment auditing firm. CPA firm, and then they don't give you all the exemptions, and so you pay more like 45%. So then you simply just try to make sure you spend all your money on the operation, which is what we want to do anyways. Then your employees just all pay it. Or, you know, you build a studio in your building, and the state of Texas comes along. One of the taxes Rick Perry got passed because he doubled the size of government. Folks found out about that. Twice dropped out of the race now when he was the heir apparent the globalists thought they'd have. And they made him the leader out of the gates, remember? But he got this tax where they tax everything in your business. It's an income tax. And then they got this hospital district property tax thing on top of it. And everything in here, every year I get charged for. This on-air light. They're building a giant bureaucracy of a little snot-nosed inspectors that want to force their way into your business with no warrant. And when they come around, they're on real power trips all geared up and you're the enemy and you're supposed to lick their boots all day and chew the barnacles off their feet. I mean, I'm just sick of it. Just sick of it. I hate being a slave. I hate it. I hate it. I hate it. And I'll tell you what I hate even more. I hate everybody licking boots and loving it. So pathetic. People think they get ahead by rolling over on their back like a dog to these people. All that does is let the globalists chew your guts out. The time is coming to get more aggressive in the info war. Can you imagine if people spray painted in legal and lawful areas nationwide, TSA are tyrants, TSA are pedophiles? Or Infowars.com. Imagine in every city, town, and county of people on the sides of their barns, businesses, T-shirts, spray-painted Infowars.com or stenciled it. I mean, hell, ATF shipping guns into Mexico and drugs back into the U.S. publicly. I'm not saying you should ever do anything and spray paint government buildings or propaganda billboards. God forbid we do anything like that. So just do it in legal and lawful areas. But I want to see aggressive banner hangs on highways. I want to see people aggressively putting whatever message you want on the side of your barn. And I did see some of those when I traveled around the country. I want to see all sorts of images and messages that we know what's going on. In fact, I'm getting a bumper sticker made that says, I can see, I'm awake. Just so people can say, what does that mean? You can say, you don't know? You don't know what's going on? We'll be right back. Stay with us. Okay, for the next 30 minutes, then I'll get into other news and your calls. We're joined by Paul Nuttall. He's a European Union Member of Parliament out of England, and he's part of the UK Independence Party. At 32, he got elected as UKIP's youngest ever chairman, and he is certainly doing a great job over there exposing the globalists and the socialist takeover through the EU dictatorship, something that the UK Independence Party, Lord Monckton, and others have been exposing for a long time. Now it's admitted, and the last head of the EU, Von Rompuy, admitted they want a socialist world government. But I wanted to play a clip from 3.5 years ago of the UK Independence a party member, Paul Nuttall, in the European Parliament, exposing the carbon tax fraud. And, of course, years later, it all comes out that they know it's a fraud internally with the whole Climategate situation. But we'll also look at the EU move for sanctions on Iran with him. And we'll also look at some of the other big developments happening in the EU dictatorship right now. But let's go ahead and go to that clip.
Mr. President, I've just heard a socialist colleague over there talking about Greenland and, you know, the ice melting in Greenland. Well, you know, the question I'd like to ask on this subject is, why is Greenland called Greenland? Is it perhaps because Greenland was once green when the world was hotter? Well, it seems that the British people are onto this, because a recent opinion poll in the Times newspaper clearly shows that the British people no longer believe in so-called man-made global warming. The British people are very astute, and they're clear that politicians have hijacked the environmentalist agenda. It's been cynically used to raise taxes, to exert control, and now it's being used by the European Union to justify your own existence. This week, we've also had the spectacle of one of the leading climate research centres in the UK, which advises the government, being caught altering data and stifling debate. It's an absolute disgrace. So I look forward to Copenhagen, when the political class is sitting round the table, awkwardly failing to mention the giant elephant in the room, which is that the globe has not actually warmed for the past 10 years.
Taking out of Paul Nuttall, so much to talk about in the 20 minutes we have or so with him. But for those that don't understand, you've got people that are elected to the parliament, but the bureaucrats actually have all the power and now set, 80%+ of the laws in England without England ever even really being officially brought into the euro?
Yeah, around 80% of our laws are now made not by the Parliament, not by people who are elected. It's made by the European Commission. And now the European Commission is about a mile up the road from the European Parliament, and they sit in something called the Berlaymont building. And these 27 commissioners make these laws, make these rules, make these directives in secret. They meet in secret, and what's worse is there's 4,000 working groups who sit around the Commission and advise them on these regulations. And we've asked before in the past, what big business is involved here? What lobbyist groups are involved in these working groups? And the Commission won't even tell us. It's that secretive. It's that out of control. And finally, the people of Britain seem to be waking up to this. And if you look at the opinion polls over the past couple of years, people now are consistently agreeing with UKIP's position, which is quite simply that Britain will be better off out and governing our own affairs.
And even as you know, but for listeners in the U.S., Cameron had said, I won't let the people of the U.K. vote on, you know, getting out of the euro, even though they never voted to get into it. But now he's kind of backed off for now because of the, you know, huge awakening, and said, we're not going to basically vote to expand EU power over us.
I mean, David Cameron's position on this has been a disgrace from day one. When he was in opposition, he gave us a cast-iron guarantee. He wrote in the biggest-selling newspaper in this country. It's called The Sun. He wrote in that newspaper that he would give us a cast-iron guarantee that we would be given a vote on the Lisbon Treaty. He then backtracked on that after the European elections, after he had promised his own voters, people who went out and voted in their droves Conservative in 2009, on the back of that promise. He then reneged a couple of days later. Disgraceful stuff. Now he's come into power. He sold us completely down the river. You know, four months ago, there was a petition. We have a system in this country now where if online there's 100,000 people sign a petition, we can have a debate in Parliament on an issue. And there was a debate on whether we should have a referendum on our membership of the European Union. David Cameron, not only David Cameron, but Nick Clegg and Ed Miliband, so the leaders of the three biggest parties in this country, three-line whipped their own members to vote against a referendum. These people are terrified of the views of the people. And what's interesting is that the last referendum we had on the issue of Europe was back in 1975. So if you're under 54, you've never had a vote on this issue. David Cameron himself, Ed Miliband and Nick Clegg are all under 54 and they've never had a vote on it. And what we voted on in 75 was trade. We voted to join a European Economic Community. What we've got now is the embryo. I wouldn't even call it an embryo anymore. We're being guided towards a political superstate.
And when you look at Von Rumpke and others, they admit it's global governance, it's unelected, it's anti-family. They want in Europe, I've seen in Der Spiegel, where there won't be single-parent homes allowed anymore. They want to make everybody live in communes. I mean, this is a cult of sickos. Even the Russians, call it the new Soviet.
Yeah, the Russians do. And what is interesting, there are quite close comparisons between the Soviet Union and the European Union. If you look at the structure, you've got a commission which meets in secret, very much like a Politburo, shall we say. And then you've got a European Parliament, which is in effect a complete joke. I mean, the whole thing is smoke and mirrors. It has no power whatsoever. The real power lies with the people who meet in secret. That very much mirrors the Supreme Soviet. There is a definite likeness between the two, and I suppose there isn't a coincidence that a lot of the commissioners do tend to be ex-communist, including the head of the commission, the president of the commission, José Manuel Barroso, who's an ex-Maoist. And yes, I mean, it's all about not listening to the people. And I never forget listening to Peter Mandelson, who was a minister in the Blair government and then was sacked and went on to be a European commissioner. I never forget him as trade commissioner talking about what we live in now is a post-democratic society. What does that mean? What does a post-democratic society mean? It was frightening. And then to hear a couple of months later, José Manuel Barroso describe referendums as inconvenient when the Dutch and when the French voted no to the European Lisbon Treaty. To then hear him say that the referendums were inconvenient was a disgrace. And then he went on and described the EU as the first non-imperial empire.
The first non-imperial empire, and expanding on that now. I read Economist magazine every week when it comes out, and of course it's a big establishment rag, and almost every article is how we have technocrats now, and it's good. You can have elected people, but they're not going to run anything. The central bankers that created the derivatives, and we're going to raise your taxes and have it paid to private groups, and we're going to run everything in your life, and it's good to have dictatorial groups running things. They actually admit it, but then separately for lower strata, they have the mainstream media. When I talk about it, or you talk about it, or Ron Paul talks about it, they call it a conspiracy theory when it's all admitted.
Well, this sort of ties in, doesn't it, to exactly what Peter Mandelson said when he spoke about the post-democratic society, where in effect he believes, and I'm sure others in the commission believe, because this is the system that they're working in, and making a lot of money out of it, I hasten to add. The system they believe works best is the one where you cut out the people, where you ignore the people, where you make the people of Ireland vote twice on two occasions in referendums when the Irish people said no to the Nice Treaty. They were made to vote again. When the Irish people said no to the Lisbon Treaty, they were made to vote again. It's all about taking no notice of the people, and the EU juggernaut will march on. Even to the point now where Croatia through a very dodgy referendum over the weekend, I hasten to add, has now voted to join the European Union. It will expand further east. It will expand, and it will expand, and it will expand. And I remember about 10 years ago, Romano Prodi, the former head of the Commission, talking about one day he looks forward to countries like Tunisia and Morocco also joining the European Union, even though they're not actually in Europe. This whole thing is expansionist, it's imperialist, and quite frankly, the sooner we, the Brits, are better off out, well, it'll be better for everybody.
Well, it certainly will. Let's look at this Iran situation. I mean, this is not even really big news here in the U.S. Iran vows to shut down Strait of Hormuz as EU passes oil embargo, and the United States and NATO have said they're going to attack Iran if they block the Strait of Hormuz, but it is an act of war to cut off their oil sales. Again, I'm not a fan of the mullahs, but I mean, I don't think a lot of people realize this is a huge escalation. Why would the Eurocrats want to do this? Because a war is a good political distraction from their power grabbing?
I'm not sure about that. I'm not even sure they realize the brevity of the situation that they've got themselves into. I mean, let me just explain. All new contracts in crude oil and petroleum will now be banned within the EU from Iran, and also all existing contracts will be cancelled in July. On top of that, the Iranian Central Bank could have its assets frozen in the European Union. And of course, we've got the problem in the Strait of Hormuz, where six battleships or six warships from America, France and Britain sailed through there over the weekend in a show of strength, a show of power. It was a warning to the mullahs that we won't stand for this. And I think we are tinkering on the brink of something very, very frightening indeed, because as a response, the Iranians could well attempt to shut that strait, and then you could see the first guns fired in a conflict.
Now, I mean, you're, again, if you're just joining us, you're a member of the European Union Parliament. Hailing out of the UK, Paul Nuttall is our guest, member of the UK Independence Party, and he's the youngest chairman ever of that party, which is the fastest growing now in the UK as folks begin to wake up there, as they're waking up here. If you're a new listener or aren't familiar with UK politics, it's basically a Ron Paul-style, you know, national sovereignty, constitutional, libertarian, conservative, you know, just common sense. They're not globalist, Marxist, Leninist, New World Order, banker minions, basically. Looking at this and looking forward, when can we expect to see Iran respond to this? What's the time frame on these contracts?
Well, the time frame on the contracts is that it's immediate. The embargo is immediate, and as I say, existing contracts will be cut off in July, and I expect to see Iran respond pretty quickly. And I think, as I said a minute ago, I think we are tinkering on the brink of something scary. But, you know, the European Union, I mean, it was the foreign ministers of the nation states who've agreed this alongside ambassadors. So, taking that aside, the European Union is encroaching international sovereignty in the area of foreign policy, because we now have the High Representative, of course, Baroness Ashton, who's never been elected to anything in her life. She's a political appointee of the European Union. And it's also now beginning to put in place embassies right across the globe, which in effect are going to supersede the embassies of the nation state. It is a complete and utter affront to democracy, and it's also a complete and utter affront to national sovereignty.
It certainly is. Now, you talk about the awakening. Give us some indicators of that you're seeing in England, in the rest of the UK. Are you starting to see an awakening in Europe to the Euro's tyranny with the bureaucrats installing their own people over these countries that they're sucking dry right now?
Well, you've seen it happen twice now over the past 3 months. You've seen Berlusconi removed in Italy, and you've got Eurocrat now, who's not been elected, placed in as Prime Minister. You've also seen the same in Greece, where Papandreou was forced aside, and now we have another Eurocrat again who hasn't been elected, who's been put in his place. So they really are showing their teeth here. They're really showing their true selves. The awakening which is going on is happening right across the board. The people are out on streets burning EU flags in Lisbon, in Athens, in Rome. There is a real movement out there against the European Union. And what you're seeing in Northern Europe is a signs of revolution, really, in the polls. What you're seeing in Finland, for example, with the True Finns, you're seeing it in Holland with Hearth Builders. Frighteningly enough, you're seeing it now beginning in France. If you look at the opinion polls in France, where Front National are leading in the polls out there, and it looks like Marine Le Pen could certainly get into the second round of the the French presidency elections this year. There is a movement. There is an anti-EU movement right across Northern Europe. And what we're seeing here in the UK is a growth of UKIP, not only in members, but also in the opinion polls. And at the moment, UKIP is almost neck and neck with the Liberal Democrats, who are actually in government. So UKIP seems to have grown from 2 to 3% to around 8 to 11% in the opinion polls. And as I say, what we need to do is we need to keep this momentum up, and we need to ensure that the opinion poll ratings that we've got at the moment then transcend into votes at local elections. And the big one for us is 2014, where we believe, we genuinely think, we can go on and cause a political earthquake in this country and win those European elections.
Now, expanding on this, and if you just joined us, we have a European Union member of Parliament, Paul Nuttall, on with us from the UK Independence Party. I know in Europe they're starting TSA-style naked body scanners, doing some groping. I know that there's more and more checkpoints on the highways, more and more internal policing, while the borders themselves in many areas are wide open. What other types of police state stuff are you seeing? I know that they've got politically correct police now out there arresting people for stuff that's legal in the U.S. I know there's all sorts of persecution of people that try to stand up for nationalism.
Yeah, I mean, the European Union doesn't like people standing up for nation state. In fact, let me just quickly move on to this. I'll come back to that. The guy who's just been elected as the president of the European Parliament is a man called Martin Schulz. He was elected last week. It was the biggest undemocratic stitch-up you've ever seen in your life. In fact, I refused to vote in it. I refused to take part in this farce. This was a presidency which was decided 2.5 years ago. Now, if you know the way the European Union Parliament works, it sits for 5 years, and you have a president whose term is 2.5 years, so in the 5 years you have two presidents. The European Parliament is run by two big groups. You have the Socialists, and you have the European People's Party, which are the Conservatives. Well, they're not real Conservatives, but they pretend to be Conservatives, although they are completely Europhile, and they would love more and more European Union to control people's lives. And the way it works is that for 2.5 years, the Conservatives can have their president of the Parliament, and then for the next 2.5 years, they buy those votes, and the Socialists will then have their 2.5 years as in the presidency. So this guy, Martin Schulz, is the Socialist who's just become the president of the European Parliament. This man is a dangerous fanatic, more dangerous than anything you've ever seen before. I ask your listeners, go on YouTube, look at this man. He is a fanatic nationalist of the European Union. He's not known very well in Germany, but this man will be known right across Europe within the next 2.5 years. And in a way, it's the best thing that could have happened to us. It's the best thing that could have happened to UKIP, because some of us are just coming to the conclusion that worse is better. This man is the new face of Europe. Believe me, Alex, you'll be hearing a lot more of Martin Schulz in the next 2.5 years. He's a very dangerous individual.
Well, I've noticed that whenever you're speaking, or Nigel Farage or others bring up real issues, they laugh at you, and they're so arrogant, and they just radiate criminal light from their eyes. I mean, you know, slimy criminal types when you see them, and these members of the bureaucracy know that you guys are ceremonial, and they arrogantly sit there and laugh at you. You're just, you know, meant to be there, so folks think that they're electing their leaders in the Euro. And I think that their hubris is something that backfires on them. And they've got to realize, from Copenhagen imploding to so many other issues, that time is running out for them.
Well, the man who does most of the laughing, well, it's not laughing really, it's most of the shouting, is actually Martin Schulz. He's sitting there opposite Nigel Farage, and he's shouting fascist at him, and he's screaming abuse. One trying to put them off, but actually there's real anger there, there's real hatred, it's a feeling that you surely can't be criticising the European Union. This is his beloved project. Now, this is the same Martin Schulz who's now been elected to be the president, who should be impartial, an impartial president, but we know he can't be impartial because it's not in his nature to be so. He's a very angry little man. He's also the same man who one of our members was thrown out a couple of months ago for having serious words. I mean, this guy is a pretty poor individual. He'll be a pretty poor president. But the good thing for us and the good thing for you guys on the internet is that you will now see the true face of the European Union, because everything which is wrong in politics is represented by this man.
What are you expecting to see them do next? I know that the Davos crowd announced last year they want $100 trillion in taxpayer money to give to themselves in banker bailouts. Now they're announcing that they're looking forward to the new system run by the bureaucrats that they're saying will get rid of outdated capitalism, when it's been their insider crony capitalism that's actually caused the problems. And I mean, now they're really dispensing with any pretext that this is democratic.
Yes, they are. And as I said earlier, you're talking about two EU technocrats who are now the prime ministers of great nation states, in fact the cradles of democracy, if you want to call it that, or the cradles of civilization, Greece and Italy. They are doing away with every sort of pretense that we have democracy here. I mean, look, they're going to be talking in a summit next week, and what they'll be talking about is full fiscal union. What they're going to try to do is to prop up the euro, save the euro through full fiscal union, when the peoples of Europe aren't even being asked whether they want this in the first place. The peoples of Europe are being sidestepped again. These are deals which will take place in smoke-filled rooms behind closed doors. They're doing away with any pretense of democracy altogether. The big problem that the EU has, the big elephant, the white elephant in the room, is the euro, because the euro itself cannot survive. It cannot survive, certainly, in the current state that it's in. And probably Greece, Italy, Spain, Portugal, maybe Ireland, will all have to fall out the euro in the end.
And they're going to do everything they can to try to prop it up, and that'll really expose them. Member of the Parliament, EU Parliament from England, from the UK, Paul Nuttall, thank you so much for the time, sir.
Thank you, Alex.
All right, there he goes. And you can just type in UKIP and find the main party website there. But they're fighting over there against these globalists as well. Ron Paul has put out a statement on Rand Paul. Rand Paul is in the air. He should be back in D.C. soon on the TSA trying to grope him. Big controversy. RonPaul2012.com. You can get his statement on what happened to Rand Paul running into the little federal goons who work for the government, the criminal elements that staged 9/11. Ron Paul campaign statement concerning TSA abuses. The TSA gropes and grabs our children, our seniors, and our loved ones and neighbors with disabilities while doing nothing to keep us safe. Lake Jackson, Texas, the Ron Paul 2012 presidential campaign released the following statement concerning TSA abuses, like the ones that resulted in U.S. Senator Rand Paul being inconvenienced at the Nashville, Tennessee airport. Below, please find comments, Representative Ron Paul. If you want full quotes, media, we've got the Ron Paul interview on the TSA, where he talked about how he's been groped at Infowars.com. The police state in this country is growing out of control. One of the ultimate embodiments of this is the TSA that gropes and grabs our children, our seniors, and our loved ones and neighbors with disabilities. The TSA does all this while doing nothing to keep us safe. This is why my plan to restore America, in addition to cutting $1 trillion in federal spending in the year, eliminates the TSA. We must restore the freedom and respect for liberty that once made America the greatest nation in human history. I am deeply committed to doing that as President of the United States. And this TSA is the big deal, because if they can get away with this and violating the Fourth Amendment and sell it on the back of the idea that we've got to protect you from any danger, whether it be champagne corks that kill over 100 people a year, look it up, World Almanac, or honeybees that kill several hundred a year, or deer that kill several hundred a year, not just running out in front of your car, but sometimes deer actually kill people with their antlers a couple times a year, or on and on and on. There's thousands of things more dangerous than terrorism, and most of the terrorism is provocateured or flat-out staged. But since when did Land of the Free, Home of the Brave say the terrorists are so scary because they have beards and turbans on their heads that we're going to overthrow the entire Bill of Rights and Constitution and say you can't travel unless the TSA says so. There's no more due process. We're just going to do this. This is the type of bull that makes my blood boil. And of course, they're saying that they didn't detain him. All they ever do is lie about groping kids. They're always saying, I have people on the street come up to me and go, Alex, the TSA has stopped groping children. They've made the announcement. And I get emails like that. And I'm like, they've made that announcement over and over again. They keep doing it. Just like they said, don't worry, Obama's going to veto the NDAA. And I said, no, he's not. He's going to sign it. How do I know? I know their playbook. He said he would veto it so you wouldn't politically make an issue out of it. Now Ron Paul has introduced legislation to repeal it. The sections that end posse comitatus and put troops on the streets, that allow them to black bag anybody they want and have you disappear forever, that allow worldwide war without Congress. I mean, this happens in every other country. A bunch of crooks get in and run wild and commit a bunch of crimes. That's always the first phase. Then they get scared that the people are waking up, so they try to bring in a total tyranny. And if it looks like they're about to get arrested, they'll start a big war to try to get everybody to rally around them and do what they're told. Now, I'm going to open the phones up a little bit before Baron von Nothaus joins us, the head of the Liberty Dollar, illustrating the police state. He'd been in coining silver and gold commemorative coins for more than three decades. I remember watching his Royal Hawaiian Mint ads when I was a teenager. You know, 14 years old, laying around watching television on the weekend and thinking, boy, those Royal Hawaiian coins look neat. He was the owner of that. And for, I don't know, 14 years, he issues the Liberty Dollar, silver, gold, and copper coins. And his whole thing is about the Federal Reserve being a fraud and we should all get into gold and silver. Totally legal, totally lawful. But what's wild is, in fact, guys, I forgot to tell you to print this for me. Just type in Justice Department statement on Liberty Dollar conviction. So I want to read that. It's on the FBI website. Justice Department statement on Liberty Dollar. And it's on the FBI website. And they say these people are terrorists. Those that try to use alternate currencies are enemies. And we will infiltrate, frustrate, and destroy them and all this. I mean, it's like they're talking about real criminals or something like themselves. And they've got these kept federal juries that are total frauds and convict 98% of those that go before them. Just total kangaroo, many cases paid off, criminal, hardcore criminals, no justice at the federal level, just sickening grand juries that work for narcotics trafficking murderers. I mean, that's basically what the government is. I mean, the troops publicly grow the opium now and tell you on the news, and people are like, well, that's patriotic. They can't even hide it anymore. So what do? Well, just put it on BBC and Fox and CNN and ABC Nightly News that the troops grow the opium. And it's loaded on C-130s, but they don't talk about that. Again, I'm living in a total twilight zone. And he's facing sentencing next month, and he's calling for people's help, so we're going to have him pop in for about 20, 30 minutes, then I'll continue with your calls. But it's really getting to me, you know. I guess in years past, at night, having a couple glasses of wine and eating a bunch of barbecue or whatever was a way to sedate myself. But now running 8 miles a day and cutting my calories in about half or more and cutting out alcohol and things. I mean, I feel like I did when I was about 20 years old. And I just, maybe I can't handle it. Because I am just really getting angry. And I'm sick of it. I mean, I am just getting so angry at the New World Order. But I'll tell you who I'm really angry at. It's all these people that even as everything we warned you about comes true exactly like we said it would. Do you realize how horrible it's going to get after this? This is nothing. This is just the preparatory getting all their system lined up. It's like when you're going to make a big dinner for friends that are coming over. And, you know, you go to the grocery store, you get the food, you unpack it, you chop up the vegetables, you get the meat ready, you get the, you know, the marinade ready for the meat, you make the salad, you put out a tablecloth, you put the plates down, you put the napkins there, you go out in the backyard, cut some flowers, make a bouquet, put some jazz on, light some candles. And the New World Order lit the candles, folks. They're done. They're just waiting for dinner time. Of course, you know what's on the menu, right? All the rest of our freedoms, liberties, and dignities. Humiliating bondage. You know how other folks live under bondage? It's horrible. And the financial bondage of having no future. I hate seeing opportunity destroyed. I hate seeing people working 2-3 jobs and can't get ahead. I don't like lack of prosperity. I don't like seeing people poor. I don't like seeing people empty. I don't like seeing people unhealthy. I don't like seeing where all of this is going. And the worst part is seeing how unconscious the average person is. Even if they know the government's out of control and big corporations control it, they still think that's somebody else's problem or there's nothing they can do about it. There better be something you can do about it. And there is. See, I want to tell people that serve the system something, and then I'm going to get into more news. I want to explain something to people. I want to try to get something across to you. You like to steal money and you like to sit around all day and you like insider scams and good old boy deals. And you rationalize that, well, the money's just going to go to somebody anyways. And that you're going to, you know, buy things in the economy. So you got it all figured out. But the problem is you can't stand up against other forms of corruption that are greater than what you've done, because if you do, the more corrupt people will simply blow the whistle on you. In fact, give me a document cam shot, please, for people that are watching on PrisonPlanet.tv. A Sharpie would be better, but I can do this with a regular ballpoint pen. I'm going to show people how this works, okay? Okay, let's say here's a midline of people that will not engage in corruption. And we're seen as the schmucks, the idiots, the suckers, the morons. You know, the hardworking people are seen as idiots by the corrupt. We're seen as marks. We're seen as basically cannon fodder. But it's a step-up process. Those that are a little corrupt, you know, they think it's not going to hurt anything. And then there are those above them that, you know, engage in a little bit more corruption. It's kind of stairs leading upwards or downwards. And at each level, though, people that go along with corruption always tend to be self-centered. They're not deeper, more wisdom-filled creatures. They think they can engage in a little bit of cheating. And the next person thinks that, and the next person, the next person, the next level as you go upwards in the continuum of corruption. But by the time you get up here, you're dealing with total sociopaths. By the time you go up a few steps, you're dealing with just completely corrupt individuals who either don't care or who are sadistic and actually enjoy abusing people and like doing bad things. And then you've also got psychopaths who just have no connection to reality. And then you've got these master controller types who know what they're doing but want to be in control and see everybody as animals so they'll do anything. Think they're gods. And think that they're gods. Yeah, that's a good point. John just popped in my ear and said, and think that they're gods. Yeah, the globalists play with us like our whole world is their little toy. And watching us squirm and doing things in social engineering. And these guys up here control the fractional reserve banking system, so they control the symbol of energy, money, that they get out of nothing. And then the whole world at every level will sell out their own mother down here for chicken feed, these con artists made out of nothing. But at every level of this corruption continuum, it's got all these tentacles, you know, going down, sucking off the general population. If the lower level ever has a conscience or thinks what's happening up here is destructive or nihilistic, this level can simply destroy the next level with the dirt that they have on them, because most people on this level will go along with destroying that person because they don't want to upset the apple cart. And it's the same at every level right down the line. So what this creates is an acceleration of corruption, because the most devious, manipulative, and ruthless will automatically ascend this continuum of evil. And no one in the lower levels can say no to people in the higher levels as they escalate the corruption, because they're all in on it. And of course, what does this create? It creates a society of pure death. It creates a collapse of the general society. So the globalists understand all this, so they've created a cosmology on record that they call a post-industrial world, where the standard of living is lowered, and being poor and the language being reduced and the art being reduced and destroyed, all this ugliness and everything is sold as beauty. So it's not survival of the fittest, as they say, raising the species. It's actually lowering the species. And that's the fruits of this system. And it is a race to the bottom. It is a giant sucking sound, not just of jobs, but of our families and of our morals and of everything we are. It is death. The New World Order, at the end of the day, is all about death. Because you see, in this continuum, in this competition for who can be the most destructive and the most evil, these globalists, I guess, kind of enter into a type of insanity. I mean, that's what it is when they've got 50,000 plus nuclear weapons globally aimed at everybody. And they've got GMO giant factories everywhere, splicing organisms as fast as they can, giving rise to superviruses, bacteria, the list goes on and on, microplasms. And every disease you could imagine being weaponized and stored in facilities that are designed to basically release them at one point. And radiation levels rising, and all of the fruits of this system metastasizing. And then those of us that don't like the death, that don't like the evil, that don't like the fraud, that don't like the corruption, the FBI, Homeland Security, ADL, Southern Poverty Law Center, corporate dinosaur media, they run around talking about how horrible we are and how extreme we are and how bad we are, because we see what they are. And we see that the system has seize control of all of humanity and is pulling us down, and that there's only one way to get out of this, and that's fully waking up and facing the horror and dismantling the system. You can't dismantle this system by partially waking up. Now, partially waking somebody up is a solution, because it can lead to a full awakening. And nobody's going to wake up overnight. But if you really wake up and look around you at what's going on, and if you look at the trajectory of every form of corruption and despotism accelerating and getting exponentially worse, you see where it's going. I mean, I don't know how long I told you this was coming. EU agrees to Iranian oil embargo. Just had a member of the EU parliament on saying it's going to affect right now. Iran definitely closing Strait of Hormuz over EU oil embargo. Afghan soldiers kill four French troops over U.S. Marine urination video. All you neocons that thought it was cute and said, what's the big deal? Well, it got troops killed. That's why it's a big deal, dummy. U.S. aircraft carriers deliver direct message to Iran. It's all coming up. Yeah, the system knows that this whole TSA thing is a powder keg. The social engineers also know that it's something that unifies people across political lines. That's why the White House has come out against Rand Paul and Ron Paul on the TSA issue. That's why I've been covering it so much. This is key, because it's going to be everywhere. Schools, highways, roads. It's the international sign of you are the slave. My hands going in the pants. Total prisoner enslavement conditioning system. More on that in a moment, a bunch of other news. The toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. I want to get your take on all these issues that I've been covering. I get so focused, I think you've noticed the last few months on air, that I hardly ever plug books, videos anymore, or even our sponsors. I am dumbfounded many times now just by the insanity I see unfolding. But a big part of the solution is waking people up. And films like Obama Deception, Fall of the Republic, Endgame, Terror Storm, Invisible Empire, boy, that's a good one. Films I've directed and produced, all available at Infowars.com. We've also got a lot of other books and videos we're carrying by other great directors and researchers like Noble Lie, the Oklahoma City bombing film, excellent, just out. We've got a lot of other great books and videos on the site. The new film, Indoctrination, about the brainwashing in public schools. Get these tools. Your purchase supports the broadcast. That's part of it. But more importantly, it's a tool to wake others up. You can get all my films for 70%+ off at Infowars.com. And the Everything Special that's going to end at the end of the month, 70%+ off, $99.95. We've got a 15-day free trial right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. We can also see the nightly news. And more. We're putting a lot of energy into that, and it's another key tool in the fight. So please think about us. We couldn't do any of this without you, and we want to continue at the level we're at and expand. So I want to thank all of our sponsors and listeners and folks that visit the online video bookstore. There's also apparel there on the site, Infowars.com. A classic Hill article from the White House. White House aides come out and side with TSA in Rand Paul standoff. And they go on to say that we followed our procedure. Yeah, they had procedures in Nazi Germany and Soviet Russia gulags, too. I remember Bush, when he talked about torture and defend it, he'd say, these are professionals. And he'd say it with this little twinkle in his eyes. It's so professional what we're doing. You study criminology, it's always very professional. How the tyrant makes it okay if it's professional. The White House is standing by the Transportation Security Administration in its standoff with Senator Rand Paul and his father, Republican presidential candidate, Representative Ron Paul. The elder Paul called the TSA a police state Monday after Senator Paul was reportedly detained by TSA after he refused to take a pat down from the TSA officials at the Nashville International Airport. White House Press Secretary Jay Carney said Monday that he didn't have any reaction to Paul's comment about police state. No, you just had the president sign a law that every constitutional lawyer has said is the ultimate police state, secret arrest, disappearance of citizens. You don't know anything about that, do you? Or the tens of trillions your bosses helped steal for foreign banks from U.S. taxpayer money. You don't know nothing about that, do you? But Carney sided with the TSA. Said, I think it's absolutely essential that we take necessary actions to ensure air travel is safe. Kind of like all your highway checkpoints, make sure we stay safe from you, the criminal government. Representative Paul, who is one of four remaining Republican candidates for president, disagreed Monday afternoon. Paul said after he confirmed the incident involving Senator Paul on his Twitter page that it showed why the TSA should be eliminated. And he went on. See, they hate it. They want to pass their TSA garbage and have us just lay down and take it. And their NDAA and have us lay down and take it. They want us to all just act like it's normal, but by fighting back, we expose just how outrageous these crooks are. Stay with us, third hour coming up.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
You know, last Thursday with Wayne Paul, brother of Ron Paul, we first talked about this and Kurt Nemo wrote a story saying, hey, what's happening in Iowa? The media there is saying that the election outcome is in question, but that Rick Santorum is now the winner of Iowa. But then it just fades off into history. And then over the weekend, CBS News reported, and I'm going to get a special article out on this later at Infowars.com. It says, estimated Republican delegate scorecard. And it says, Ron Paul, zero delegates. And then another one, it says, Ron Paul, three delegates. So it's very, 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 very strange that now they're just talking about Ron Paul not getting any of the delegates. I mean, how could Ron Paul, I mean, here's the CBS read they're getting from the state of Iowa. Romney 19, Santorum 12, Paul 3. So there's this mystery, and then no one is even asking, well, okay, who does get the delegates? And I mean, that's the crazy part about all this. Just huge things happen all the time. And it's just move along. But then if some football player, you know, cracks a nail, you'd think space aliens had landed in Central Park, the story's so big. Now, I know we've got loaded phones here. For 20 minutes, we're going to have Bernard von Notaus, the owner of Liberty Dollar, who's been convicted and is facing sentencing. He has been gone for a long time for issuing silver and gold coins, something totally legal. Even the Associated Press, when he got convicted last year, said, but we read the law. It clearly isn't against the law what he did. Wall Street Journal even said it was a miscarriage. But it didn't matter. They've got grand juries that will convict anybody. Federal grand juries. I mean, again, do you really believe 98% of people, it was like 96 a few years ago, now it's 98 nationally. 98% of people that go to court with the feds go to jail. And the feds love that. That's why they'll ship cocaine in and heroin and ship guns out and get caught and not get in trouble. Because they're murdering gangsters, folks, at the top. These are hardcore criminals, the magnitude of which makes the head spin. And I keep just going back to that. I mean, they think we're so dumb that they just engage in all sorts of incredible crimes and then just declare national security. What we have is a mafia that owns and runs our military through fraud, that declares national security and diplomatic immunity. And, of course, it's coming out in the news that Ron Paul and Rand Paul, members of Congress, have immunity under the Constitution. Of course, the Bill of Rights gives you immunity to these out-of-control searches, but the White House says it doesn't matter. Here's Steve Watson's article, TSA directly violates U.S. Constitution by detaining Senator Rand Paul and preventing Kentucky Senator Rand Paul from flying to Washington this morning. The TSA directly violated the law as written in the U.S. Constitution. Yeah, they say he's going to miss some votes now. Yeah, well, they can put him on a no-fly list, they say, and he'll never fly again. No judge, no jury needed. And we got Article 1, Section 6 up there. I'm going to cover that when we come back, and then we'll go to your phone calls. After Von Nothaus leaves us, we'll get to Ed, Chris, Janice, CJ, and others coming up. PrisonPlanet.tv and Infowars.com are the websites. Under a tyranny, legal activity is made illegal, and the criminals legalize their criminal activity. Tyranny is just government by criminals, by gangs. Now, this article is key at Infowars.com, and nobody's really pointing this out. The White House has weighed in and says, good job detaining Senator Paul. The Congress has already become ceremonial. Rand Paul is trying to change that and take back the constitutional powers on war, you name it. But the TSA directly violates U.S. Constitution by detaining Senator Rand Paul. See, why does the UN have diplomatic immunity? Well, out of our common law, that's how they claim that power, that they're voting. And so if people detain them or people persecute them, that could stop them from carrying out their office. And that because their work is so important, there's always criminal intrigues to try to set them up if they're not going along with what a different part of the establishment wants. But to boil it down very simply, in the Constitution, during the House or Senate being open for business, you cannot arrest or detain a senator or representative. I'm going to read this. A lot of people don't know about this, but this is diplomatic immunity, basically. Now, as soon as that is over, then it can be looked at. But I'm going to read to you from the Constitution. Now, again, you've got these pot-bellied nobodies. They got legislation in Congress where they quit calling themselves officers. They're not officers. They're not trained. They're not bonded. They've had a background check. You know about them robbing bags, all of it. We're going to our guest here in a moment. TSA directly violates U.S. Constitution by detaining Senator Rand Paul and preventing Kentucky Senator Rand Paul from flying to Washington, and he is going to miss some votes this morning. The TSA directly violated the law as written in the U.S. Constitution, but what did Bush call it, a GD piece of paper? The Constitution specifically protects federal lawmakers from being detained while en route to Washington, D.C. Article 1, Section 6 states, the senators and representatives shall in all cases, you hear that? The senators and representatives shall in all cases, this is just the law of the land though, folks, yeah. Law of the land says the potbellies can't be sticking their hands down your pants without warrants, but they do it. The senators and representatives shall, in all cases except treason, felony, and breach of the peace, be privileged from the arrest during the attendance at the session. You hear that? Of their respective houses and in going to and returning from the same, traveling to and from their district. Rand Paul was traveling from his home in Louisville to attend a session in the Senate today. This is the reason the TSA officials, not servants, have since put out the talking point to the media that Rand Paul was never officially detained. These are the same folks that said they weren't strip searching old ladies and now admit they were. The same folks that always say they're not strip searching little kids, but then admit they are. Despite the fact that the senator himself confirmed that he was told to sit in a cubicle and wait without any indication of whom and when he would be allowed to leave. The Senate is back in session at 2 p.m. and votes are scheduled for 4:30. Senator Paul was allowed to board a second flight after a second screening by a TSA agent. However, it remains to be seen whether he will make it to the Capitol in time. Well, the Fourth Amendment says that they can't secretly arrest us and have us disappear, but they've signed a law saying they can, which is null and void, Marbury versus Madison and hundreds of other federal rulings. In all crimes, we're entitled to a jury, but you disappear. Do you get one with the IRS? Do you get one with CPS? They've created fake courts for the IRS, fake courts for the CPS. It's all fraud, stinking criminals. They're the criminals. You're like, oh, so what, do they violate the Constitution? Look at all the tyranny that comes along with it. You know, I want to tell listeners something, and we're going to our guest. This is life and death. This is hardcore. This is real. What have you done today to fight for liberty? What have you done today to wake somebody up? We're on over 100 AM and FM stations across the United States. If you're listening to a local AM or FM, stop your car at the red light. Tell people to tune in right now. Put flyers up all over your neighborhood. I mean, people need to hear this. Tell your friends and neighbors about InfoWars.com. Get Fall the Republic. Make copies of the DVD. Put it on local access TV. I mean, we've got the most hardcore info. We need you to help us reach more people. I'm not risking my life and getting in these tyrants' faces because I'm playing games here. I'm going 110% straight on into them, and I need your support. We're all in this together. We have got to get a buzz going. There's already a huge buzz for liberty. We've got to up it and then redouble it and redouble it again. You should be doing banner hangs every day on the way to work. Wild horses shouldn't be able to drag you away going and getting a white canvas and spray painting InfoWars.com on it or whatever site you think's important. Or start your own stinking site and mirror our site or other. I don't care. Fight, fight, fight. Wake people up because everybody else is angry too. The vast majority of people are awake. They feel like they're alone. We got to create such a buzz for Ron Paul, everything else. Get aggressive now. Now, your calls are coming up after our guest leaves us, but he put out an email for aid. He's a great patriot, been on many times, so we've got him on. Baron von Nothaus. Bernard von Nothaus. I like that. I knew his name was Bernard. I've been interviewing him for like 15 years, and on my guest sheet, it says Baron von Nothaus. It kind of sounds like a guy would have a name, you know, who'd be a baron, though. It's a cool name. It says Baron von Nothaus. I keep saying Baron. I'm like, his name's Bernard. And sure enough, yeah, it's Bernard von Nothaus. That's a funny one. Getting back to this, this is from the federal government's own website. And we'll put it up on screen here right now with the FBI seal on it. This is what the federal government put out the day that Mr. Nothaus was convicted. This is the Western District of North Carolina, FBI Federal Bureau of Investigation. U.S. Attorney's Office, March 18, 2011, Western District of North Carolina. And of course, they waited a long time, almost record time for sentencing because the media, even the AP, even the Wall Street Journal said they read the statute and what he did was not illegal. You know, printing your own gold and silver coinage. He didn't advertise it as U.S. government or Federal Reserve stuff. But see, he put out Ron Paul coins, folks, so he had to go to jail. And here's their press release about Bernard von Nothaus. Now, listen to what they say here at the end, and we'll scroll down to the bottom. Attempts to undermine the legitimacy and legitimate currency of this country are simply a unique form of domestic terrorism. You're wondering what they're going to use the NDAA on and all this? Here it is. U.S. Attorney Tompkins said in announcing the verdict. But the good news is everybody who looked at this knows he didn't break the law. But they have kept juries of servile demons who will send anyone they're told to jail. The 2% of the time you're not convicted is when one hand doesn't know what the other's doing and you're some government narcotics trafficker and they just let you off. While these forms of anti-government activities, I'm reading from their statement, while these forms of anti-government activities do not involve violence, see, they're saying it's illegal to be anti-government when your government's a bunch of criminals. While these forms of anti-government activities do not involve violence, they are every bit as insidious and represent a clear and present danger to the economic stability of this country. I thought it was the foreign banks imploding our economy in NAFTA and GATT. She added, a danger. We are determined to meet these threats through infiltration, This is a guy publicly advertising on national TV. Oh, they infiltrated. Disruption and dismantling of organizations which seek to challenge the legitimacy of our democratic form of government. Oh, yeah, don't challenge the government, and we'll put you in jail for challenging the legitimacy of the government. See, we're saying you're illegitimate, and they're saying, no, we're not illegitimate. You're going to jail. You don't like the government shipping guns into Mexico? We'll just arrest you. And they go on to celebrate how many years he's facing prison. Bernard von Nothaus, good to have you on. We're about to go to break, but you're facing sentencing soon. And I guess they sleep good at night knowing how many people they send to prison here, buddy.
Probably better than me, Alex.
Yep. Well, what's the saying about, when tyrants run things, the patriots rot in filthy jails?
I think that's the case.
Well, we're about to go to break, and it was a long intro there, but... how can we help you? I guess we plead on the judge who sits on top of this fake court and ask their lordship not... I mean, the judge should have mistrialed it right there. I mean, I think they waited 8-9 months to do this because obviously, as you know, the news media, even the establishment dinosaurs, read the code and said what you did wasn't illegal.
Actually, Alex, we're at a critical stage in the trial right now because I'm facing sentencing up to 22 years. And so I've asked people who support the Liberty Dollar and the ideals that it represents, in other words, honest gold and silver money, to actually write a letter to Judge Voorhees asking him either to dismiss my case or to sentence me to no prison time. And if people really want to do that and they want to help, then they should actually email me, very simply, bernard@libertydollar.org, and I will reply with the judge's address. But we really need people to write as many letters. Doesn't have to be long. Short is good, but it comes down to show a popular support for the cause that Liberty Dollar exemplifies. That is, write the judge.
And by the way, hundreds of cities, towns, private groups have their own money.
Yes,
I mean, that's what gift cards are. But you put out a Ron Paul coin, so you need to go to jail for 22 years at taxpayer expense. And they've got people calling you a terrorist. We'll be right back. So imagine you for decades and decades have had the Hawaiian Royal Mint issuing commemorative coins. You start the Liberty Dollar. You promote gold and silver private currencies. Totally legal. What's illegal is creating a counterfeit of U.S. dollars, which is what the Federal Reserve did. You don't have a U.S. dollar. You have a Federal Reserve note. So it's funny. They're accusing him of what they're doing. He never acted like he was a U.S. government currency. It was all about don't trust the corrupt Federal Reserve currency. And so they went into their little jury and they say here, he's a terrorist. And they go, okay, 22 years in prison as a terrorist for 14 years putting out gold and silver coins. And again, we covered this at the time, Wall Street Journal, Associated Press. In fact, I was shocked. They rarely get something right. They went and looked at the code and law and said, this guy didn't break the law. They don't care. They don't care. So Bernard von Nothaus is our guest. How big of a wake-up call has this been, them coming out and saying you're a terrorist?
It's been a huge wake-up call, Alex, because the people have really been shocked by that statement that you read earlier by Ann Tompkins. And what's amazing is that they had that statement whiz-bang ready to go when the verdict came in. It was like almost they knew that I was going to be found guilty because, the guilty verdict came in at about 10 o'clock in the morning, and they issued that in the early afternoon. I mean, boy, that was awfully fast work for the federal government.
Well, they're good people. You know, Fast and Furious and Agent Orange, and the government grows the opium in Afghanistan on record, but they're good people. Now, continuing, if you've got the contact info for the judge, for people that have been involved with Liberty Dollar, especially to you know, to contact the court as is customary and to make comment on sentencing. How do folks do that?
Well, actually, Alex, that's a very important and critical part of the whole process that I've been through. And, of course, that's the sentencing. The government's trying to get the judge to sentence me to 22 years in prison. So we've been asking people if they're... They don't have to have been involved with Liberty Dollar. Maybe they just want to take a stand against the tyranny that the government is saying that that we did, you know, and saying that the Liberty Dollar was counterfeit. So if people wanted to take a stand, they should write to the Honorable Richard Voorhees. That's V-O-O-R-H-E-E-S. And he's a district court judge. He's in the Western District of North Carolina. The address itself is 250 Charles Federal Charles R. Jones, J-O-N-A-S, Federal Building. I think you could just send it to the federal courthouse and it would get to him. The street address is 401 West Trade Street. That's in Charlotte, North Carolina, 28202. Or they could just send me a quick email, Bernard@LibertyDollar, and ask for the information, and I'd be happy to reply to that, you know. But, you know, it doesn't take a long letter, Alex. This is really a show of force in terms of people in the community that support Liberty Dollar and the ideals it represents. In other words, honest gold and silver money.
You know what's funny about the feds? They're not happy enough to have stolen all the gold and silver and copper. Turned out you had, you know, bigger supplies than you were even supposed to back it all up.
Yes.
That's not enough for them. They want you to get the maximum sentence of 22 years. I tell you, that's some bad karma these folks are piling up for themselves.
Well, they obviously are trying to bury me. There's no doubt about that. I mean, as you pointed out earlier, there are hundreds of other currencies out there in a lot of different communities across the United States. Ithaca has been out there since 1991, so this is simply nothing new. But the idea of having a local currency, a private currency that's 100% backed up by gold and silver, that is what I think really scared the hell out of our favorite federal government. Alex.
Well, yeah, I know, because they work for foreign banks. This isn't the federal government. They're the banksters, and you were one of the biggest outfits out there, and so they just made you a political prisoner, or they're about to try to do that. And I guess that's, I mean, NDAA. I mean, you're an American terrorist, and they say so you disappear now.
Yeah, I'm already qualified for the NDAA, Alex. I mean, you know, I've already been declared a terrorist. They might come and get me at any time. I could hear them knocking on the door.
And they sit there like it's a police state comic book or something. We're in the future in America. He issued their own currency and were arrested. I want to do a few more minutes with you on the other side with any points you want to make in case this is one of the last times we talk to you before you disappear into the labyrinth of the giant prison system, the biggest in the world, run by our narcotics trafficking, murdering, criminal so-called government. You know, I can make a joke out of it, but it's not funny because it's actually happening. Don't you think for a minute, you domestic terrorist, that you're going to set up a coin company and issue your own gold and silver coins. Don't think for a minute you're going to set up a commemorative mint. Sure, there's hundreds of companies doing it, and there's hundreds more that have their own private local currencies, and it's totally legal. They don't care. The feds have got juries that are kept juries, that they kept seated, that will convict anybody in America for anything. They will do whatever they are told. 98% conviction rate. And then they'll have U.S. attorneys come out. And no, they're not writing for, you know, a Hollywood script of a remake of 1984 or The Running Man or some other dystopic THX-1138. No, they're serious. Attempts to undermine the legitimate currency of this country are simply a unique form of domestic terrorism. The Federal Reserve's got its name on all the money. It is counterfeit. Didn't have it till 1913. They've used it to debase the country. Kennedy tried to reissue Lincoln greenbacks and was killed. All of this is going on. All of this is happening. And they sit there with a straight face talking about Bernard von Nothaus the same way they should be talking about themselves. I mean, you've heard all the constitutional lawyers I've had on saying Obama signing NDAA is treason. I mean, real treason, not just throwing that name around. But of course, the tyrants are telling us that we're the bad men. Attempts to undermine the legitimate currency of this country are simply a unique form of domestic terrorism, U.S. Attorney Tompkins said in announcing the verdict. The FBI put this out as a press release. They want to scare us. All these forms of anti-government, see, none of Homeland Security is about Al-Qaeda. Al-Qaeda works for them on record. While these forms of anti-government activities do not involve violence, they are every bit as insidious, a secret, the TV ads he had running, and represent a clear and present danger to the economic stability of this country, she added. We are determined to meet this threat through infiltration, disruption, and dismantling of organizations which seek to challenge the legitimacy of our democratic form of government. I thought the government was overthrowing the Constitution and Bill of Rights. I thought that's what was happening. So he's facing sentencing coming up next month, 22 years in prison. And the feds sent advisors into Illinois, into the state, and they all went down last year in that case where the guy filmed cops towing his cars away and stuff, and Mr. Allison. And they actually put briefs in and said, we want him to serve life in prison. Yes. And the judge went, you know what, I'm going to dismiss this. But if he wouldn't have dismissed it, that state jury, that they think it's good to put somebody in prison. They go in there and they get off on it. And the cops come in and pat, and the prosecutor pats them on the head. And they go, who do we screw up in prison? And they're like, don't worry, we're going to put some innocent people in there. And they all get real excited. You think I'm joking? I remember when a listener called me, and we're going to Mr. Nothaus, then your calls. Kelly Rushing in Lyon County, Kentucky. This is about 8 years ago now. And he said, Mr. Jones, I'll send you the newspaper clipping. I'm facing three counts, 3 years apiece of terroristic threats. I gave a state police officer road to tyranny. They're charging me for that, but also the Ron Paul speech on there. I put that on. I'm charged with both. And so he faxed me and then mailed me the newspaper, and I saw the judge. So I called the judge at home. Back then I was naive 8 years ago. I thought, come on. So I get the judge on the phone and I go, well, I'm not going to get too much into the case, but the newspaper, you're actually not mistrialing somebody facing 9 years in jail for giving a cop a video. And he said, I'm not going to talk to you about it, but yes, it's going to court. So then they had the hearing. And the cop comes in and says, he gave me that video and it's anti-government. And the judge says, we find that threatening. You will convict. And the jury didn't. And it was in the news. But they actually wanted to put him in jail for going, officer. In fact, the cop even testified, this is important for your future and your family's future. And they said that was a threat, mentioning family. But yes. And they all sat there with a straight face. I mean, these are kook, cult, demons, hardcore evil. I mean, these people are flaming scum. I mean, just wild, crazy, dangerous people. Just like the Nazis, the Soviets, all of them. Pol Pot killing 31% of Cambodia, murdering anybody that could read or write or wear glasses. You're like, why'd he do that? Because he's a flaming loon. They like it. You like water skiing, enchiladas, hanging out with your family, mountain biking. They like black uniforms and torturing children. They do it all over the world. I'm sorry, Bernard. You know what? It makes me totally. You're the one facing. I know I'll be facing it, too. They'll trump something up. It doesn't matter, though. I've already heard them bad. And we're going to. But anyways, they're the terrorists and they know it. And you know what? I mean, I hope people contact the judge. But the fact that the judge wouldn't even mistrial this to begin with. I mean, what do you think of this judge overall? I know you've tried to say nice things in the past, throw yourself on his godly mercy, our little tyrant leader. But I mean, what are you facing here? 22 years. What do you do to his lordship?
Well, actually, I think the judge was straight up in the trial, and I think that he may have been shocked as I was in terms of the verdict. The judge, I think, presided over a fair and honest trial, but I think that the jury certainly erred very seriously. I mean, they were only out less than an hour. You can read different opinions and different articles, but trust me, Alex, I was there. I was watching the clock. And it was just about an hour, a little less than an hour, that the jury was out. And this is on three very serious federal offenses, counterfeiting, obviously. And they found me guilty on all three counts in less than an hour. I mean, they couldn't even read the jury instructions. Jury instructions was 72 pages. They couldn't even have read the jury instructions in an hour. And, of course, if they had read the jury instructions, then they would have known that we made an extremely strong defense in terms of no mens rea. There was no criminal
intent. No. All these juries care about, the federal ones, is the cash they get on the side. It's been proven in many cases. But in others, it's just they're mentally ill authority worshipers, and all they care about is the satisfaction of seeing you convicted and having the prosecutor nod at them with a little psycho goody look. And it's that little psycho enjoyment. So they go back to their miserable houses, their miserable lives, their scum-filled existence. It's just all about abusing good people. It's a demonic celebration.
Well, I really don't know much about the jury, to be honest with you, because I don't know much about North Carolina. But I do know that the majority of jurors were unemployed. And so, obviously, they didn't care about taking time. I mean, they were getting paid.
No, that's why they're lazy scum. Oh, yeah, a lot of us, they're just lazy. Exactly. Oh, just prison. Nab scum.
Well, whatever they did, they certainly surprised me, because I thought that I was going to be found not guilty. I wasn't even planning on staying the whole day, but as it turned out, they immediately launched into the forfeiture hearing. I mean, within 15 minutes after I was found guilty, they convened a hearing to forfeit all of the, now we're talking about 9 tons here, Alex.
And this is people's property on record, a private bank account, kind of like MF Global.
Well, it isn't a bank account, but it is their private property that was being held by a...
Well, sure, that's my point, is that they have certificates of it.
Absolutely.
It's their account.
Absolutely.
That's how banks started, is you'd have gold and silver in a place so you wouldn't get knocked on the head, then you'd have paper that you could receive it, as you know.
Yes, sir.
The point
is
that they... And that's theirs, because they're the good government.
Well, that's what they're saying, and there is a motion before the court for the judge to give them the dibs, if you would, prima facie evidence that they have right to all the seized property. Well, that's not going to go anywhere. There's also another motion before the judge, which is our post-trial motion, which is asking him to dismiss the case because the jury erred. So if anybody was going to write to the judge, that would be an extremely good thing to ask him, is to approve our motion and dismiss the case. Either that or give me no prison time while I appeal the verdict, because we will certainly appeal this trial, Alex.
Well, that's good news. Now, I guess you'll be clapped in irons, though, while the appeal goes on, because the feds will probably say you're dangerous or something.
I'm dangerous, but I have been out this whole time, which is about 2.5 years or so now, on an appearance bond. And even though they did try to violate me on the appearance bond once and threw me in jail, the judge let me out. So I would say there's a very good chance that I would be released on my appearance bond pending appeal. It is unheard of. Dismissing the case is all but unheard of. But being released so I can actually fight for the appeal is pretty good, Alex. But the bottom line is that right now I'm facing sentencing. I don't know what's going to happen in sentencing. Dismissing the case is all but impossible.
And when is that coming up in February, the hearing with the kangaroo court?
Well, that's just it. They haven't set the time for the sentencing yet, but we're coming up to the first anniversary. Can you imagine? It's been a year since I was convicted, Alex. I mean, it's been a long time.
Okay, because your email to me, I thought it said February. I guess you're guessing that's when it's going to be?
Yes, that's what we're projecting is that that's what the court is hinting at, that it could be February. And it could be later than that. We don't know. But we know that we're getting close, and we know that we got to fire up the troops to actually write the judge and ask him to dismiss the case or no prison time.
Wow.
Wow.
All right. We will continue to talk to you as this unfolds. Bernard von Nothaus, thank you so much for joining us.
I appreciate it, Alex. I'll send you that info so that you can post that to where the people can actually contact the judge then.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Thank you so much, Alex.
Thank you, my friend. It just makes my blood boil. I remember when they first raided him, took their gold, silver, and copper, and he was kind of laughing about it whenever he was going to court because, I mean, he's doing what literally hundreds of companies have done for hundreds of years, but he was popular and supporting Ron Paul. And I said, man, they're going to convict you. I mean, this isn't a real government. There's no justice. There's no laws with these people. They do what they want. The one thing holding them back is they haven't recruited enough criminals. They're recruiting criminals into government as fast as they can and trying to kick out the good people. And right now, their global masters are trying to teach them to be confident. And so they're showing them with Fast and Furious and the government growing the drugs in Afghanistan and publicly shipping it into America. They're kind of showing everybody to the troops, look, we're allowed to do this. We're on Fox. And the troops are all going, you want us to talk about it? I thought this is classified. No, it's time to go public. And that's kind of like Congress. They're like, so, DynCorp runs child kidnapping rings. They're like, yes, we're allowed to. And they're like, okay, well, it's now public. I mean, it's just pure mega maximum evil out in the open, totally just out of control, danger zone. With a bunch of compartmentalized morons running around on the bottom, acting all serious like it's important to henpeck the general public and suck every dime out of us you can because your bosses tell you the country's going to go bankrupt if you don't raise more revenue when the revenue's all sucked out of the nation faster than you can whistle. It doesn't matter, though. You just got to experience it. Those of you that want to serve this system, you're going to have to just experience it. So drink more tap water. Give your kids more shots. Bisphenol A products, aspartame, MSG. You know what? Don't believe me. I'm a kook. I'm the bad man. You're right. And it's good to ship guns into Mexico and drugs back in, as the government's been caught doing. And it's good to have the troops use DU, and it's good to take their pension funds. And it's all good then. Okay, great. Let's go to Ed in Texas. Ed, you're on the air. Welcome.
Yes, Alex, this is Ed, Fox 777. Great to talk to you.
Hey, buddy.
Yes, I have a really important question, and I was wondering if you can explain or rationalize why is it that it's the senior citizen conservative voters by majority who are once talked to us when growing up to read the Constitution, get into politics, now don't listen to the young voters who by majority follows Ron Paul and the senior citizens who just cares about their retirement checks threatened by Obama.
It doesn't matter. All those seniors are going to have that money devalued. You already see 80-year-olds out there working everywhere. All these people that go along with socialism and try to keep the retirement, they're not going to get it anyways. So don't worry. They'll be judged by their own greed. They're going to lose it all. It's what they want. Believe me, they're going to get it. let me expand. They like feeling like they're winners. They think Fox News is their friend while Fox News puts out Christmas cards making fun of them as dumb sheep. And so they are literally watching television in a mesmerized state. They're zombies. And so they don't care if Mitt Romney's for abortion, open borders, gun control, and carbon taxes. They're told they're winners and that they're trendy when they vote for him. So they feel powerful out on the golf course, and like they're part of the winning team. It's like a bandwagon thing. And so they feel like the New World Order is winning, and so they're signed on to it. Do you understand that?
Yes, sir. But the talking points, like Ron Paul is going to have drug addicts on the streets or destruction of Israel or
Look, unfortunately, most of these older folks line up and get mercury-filled shots, even though three of them flu shots on record doubles your chances of Alzheimer's. They love it. I mean, they're lining up to be killed. They want it. They want mommy government to smash their brains out. And it is. They want to be hurt bad. And it is. It happens in every culture. They want what they're going to get. And they're going to get it. They want tyranny. They want World War III. They want bondage. They want to be starving in the street. They'll get it. They want their dollar devalued down to nothing. They'll get it. They'll get it all. Have you ever been around these federal prosecutors and people? They're a bunch of chicken neck, power tripping people that watch cop shows all night when they get home. And they wear little suits and they're all into themselves and going into the courthouses acting all powerful and stamping around their little fake world. I mean, the general public, the older folks, young people, whoever's into the system is in a make-believe world. I watched the Secret Service on TV with Obama all acting tough and like they're looking around and it's all about this little playland of they're real men and they're talking into their little vest thing. It's all ridiculous. The president runs nothing. It's all theater. It's a matrix. It's all fake. And it's all coming down. And our only chance is to warn people ahead of time about everything that was going to happen so that as it all unfolds, as we've said, that will cause the Great Awakening. But people are going to have to be in a lot more pain first. They're going to have everything taken from them. That's what the tyranny's about, is totally bankrupting everybody. Been a pretty nutty show today. We've had Nuthouse and Nuttall on. That's a joke Chris just said. You got to have some gallows humor. I'm sorry I've been ranting so much today. The audience seems to like it, but it's not on purpose. It's just the level of corruption is so ridiculous and is getting worse by the second. And you've got people that are waking up, but some saying you can't affect any change. Others that are waking up that are taking action. And this big sea of people that just have no idea what's even going on. Look at this article. Mexican state bordering U.S. deadlier than all of Afghanistan last year. The Justice Department's own numbers. But that's not a problem. Let's leave the border wide open. Again, out of sight, out of mind. They tell you they're doing all this to keep you safe from terrorists. While on record, prescription drug interactions are killing over 300,000 a year. Flesh-eating bacteria are killing hundreds of thousands a year in complications. They know about all the real crises. I mean, think of how crazy it is to say we're federalizing and setting up checkpoints all over the United States because a terrorist might strike a cornfield or a highway somewhere. The idea they can just randomly search people is ridiculous. All right, I got a bunch of callers here. I meant to get to more calls today. It does make my head spin, though. Let's go ahead and go to Chris in Texas. Chris, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex, Al-Qaeda Jones. How's it going today?
Oh, good. I had a real Al-Qaeda on earlier. The feds say he's a domestic terrorist because he issues his own gold and silver and exposes the Federal Reserve.
Well, of course, what do you expect from the Nazi government we have nowadays?
All I know is how much are they going to get away with? They are really putting it in our face right now.
Yeah, well, I need to get rid of Congress and start with a new batch, starting with the gene pool from the Paul family. I think that'd be good. But I did have one quick question. If you could pull up from the NDAA, the 1022 and 1031 sections, the 1022 section, it looks like it does exclude U.S. citizens from being detained. If you could expand on that or read that.
Yeah, the reason the ACLU, Ron Paul, myself, that section points to another section. So when you repeal that section, it removes the other section. And so, again, it was written to be deceptive, but the senators admit it's designed for U.S. citizens and ends posse comitatus. I don't have it in front of me in the few minutes we've got left. We don't really screen calls, so I didn't know you were calling in about that subject, or I would have had time. I mean, go to the ACLU's website. Ron Paul's broken down. We've written articles breaking it down. But see, they'll say this doesn't affect U.S. citizens, except in this case, if the president says so. It's kind of like U.S. Code Title 50, Chapter 32, Subsection 1528, Paragraph B. It says the government can't do any secret chemical, biological, or radiological testing on you. But then it says unless, and mentions another section. And then in that section, it says unless it's for research purposes. Oh, well, if it's for research, go ahead and shoot kids up with syphilis or spray chemical weapons on troops and kill them, which they admit they've all done. And then the public goes and looks at the code and doesn't know what they're reading. It's like a non-disclosure act. People will read it and say, well, it says here that after my termination that I'm free of this, except for sections listed here. And then those are the sections. It's written in lawyer speak. Do you understand what I'm saying? Does that answer?
Yeah, okay.
I mean, does that answer your question?
Yeah, well, it actually does say that it does not extend to them, which is U.S. citizens.
Okay, so I mean, I've been over this over and over again. And, I mean, I can pull up the subsections and show you. Okay, it doesn't affect citizens. Okay, why is Obama killing U.S. citizens then without any type of trial? I mean, what are you talking about?